Mr. Leonardo Caputo, as usual, and today we would like to share with you some important news approved this morning by the Board of Directors in line with the strategic roadmap we set up to achieve the growth in the next following year. Our conference call will be divided in two separate panels. The first one will be hosted by our Chairman and CEO, Mr. Colaninno. Following his introduction, Mr. Colaninno will be available for a Q&A session. Our Group Finance General Manager, Mr. Pallottini, will review the consolidated financial results for the first half 2007, approved this morning by our Board of Directors. Following his presentation, we will answer the related question in a second Q&A session. Inform you that also Mr. Daniele Bandiera is attending, and he is our General Manager for the operation. I remind you that you can find the presentation slides in the investor relations section of our website at the following address, www.piaggiogroup.com. Now, I hand over to Mr. Colaninno.
Good afternoon to everybody. I'm very glad to meet you today because I'd like to revise with you to confirm what is the deployment of our strategic plan. As we have presented with our three-year plan, 2007, 2008, and 2009, we confirm that our strategic plan, in order to achieve some number and to achieve our strategic idea, is in line with our expectation. Just to confirm to you, one of the first main step of our strategic plan was focus on product, and on product means technology, innovation in term of products as itself, including engine, including design, including performance, and what we can do to be able to go in the market with new engine products that can be effective on all pollution problems, regarding especially the urban traffic. In this way, talking about the products, in our plan was to deploy our strategy in scooters, motorcycle, and three and four-wheeler, and in term of market and geographic area, to expand our business, number one, in Asian country, mainly in India and China, and then United States. Regarding the products, we have already presented at the market all the family of scooter products that we have planned to present. Just to remind you, three-wheeler on under 25, 250, at the Piaggio name, and the Gilera name, the Fuoco, that is the three-wheeler on 400 cc. In term of motors, 500 cc. In term of motorcycle, Aprilia was concentrated to develop off-the-road products and a new motorcycle family products. On off-the-road products, we have worked very hard during 2007, and now we have presented to the market a new range of engine, and that is able to achieve a quality performance in line with the best competition. In term of motorcycle, we have presented to the market on the July months, the new Shiver 750, and we presented it in this month, Mana 850, with electronics gearbox, as we have announced to market. On the meantime, in August, we have presented to the market the scooter 125 Scarabeo, that is built in China under our performance. This scooter was very welcome for the market already on the month of August, and we will proceed on that on the rest of the year, and we conclude the family with the new products made in China for the next year. we confirm that our strategy is not regarding the low-cost products, but the high-quality and performance product line. In this way, all our foreign organization, especially China and India, is in line with this kind of performance. The second line of the project is the engine developed for the three and four-wheeler products. As we announced, we are on the way to build a new factory in India, where we want to produce a new family of diesel engine for three and four-wheeler application. This project is already on the road, and we have completed, we are beginning to complete, we are beginning on build the building of the new factory on Baramati, where is our, the original plan, and we have completed the first shift of this plant. We expected to finish all the building plan on the next 6-7 months. We are working with our people also on to develop a project for this new and very advanced technology engine, that is the monocylinder 500, the twin cylinder 1000, twin cylinder turbocharged compressed on 200 cc. The application of this engine is for the three-wheeler, for the pickup, Indian market application, and for European application. We expect it to be ready on delivery this kind of products by end of 2009, beginning of 2010. On the same time, our project on Porter side, so let's say on four-wheeler, for European application, is also from an agreement with Daihatsu to supply engine and to supply the gearbox. The business in India for the first 6 months of this year on three-wheeler is quite good. They have increased in line with our budget, and we are on the way to achieve our target for this year, that is on the figure of 150,000 three-wheeler. And the same way, I can confirm that also the profitability of this product is in line with our budget. We are beginning also to deliver the market the four-wheeler Indian pickup with the name is Quargo, and we are beginning to offer to the market the first 500 units at a very competitive price with the Tata Group. The reaction of the customer of this kind of products is quite good, and we are very confident to be able to be in line with our budget. For China, and this is to complete our program of the scooter and on the Aprilia is the Moto Guzzi side, where we want to develop our program. Our project is to reorganize the plant of Moto Guzzi, remake all the marketing strategy in the way that to be in line with the customer, with the niche of customer that's looking Guzzi as a luxury product, luxury products on the bracket, and to compete with Harley-Davidson, BMW on this way. We have launched the new, as you know, we launched the Moto Guzzi Bellagio on the month of July, and the result and the market reacted very well on this, and we will present it in this month, at the beginning of next month, the new Grizzo 8 valve that is on the high-performance motorcycle type. Say that what do we want to look in the next 3 years, we are working now for the 2008 budget. We keep the 2009, as you know, it is a figure that is on the original plan, and we are working now on year of 2010. The main strategy for this kind of long-range plan is to focus the Piaggio business and organization after Europe on ASEAN country. In Asia, we are present, as you know, in India, in China, and now we want to look the Vietnamese market. On India, I told you before that the sales is very good, is in line with our budget, is in line also the results, and we are very confident that the market reacted very well also for the new four-wheeler products. We are, as I mentioned to you, we are on the way to deploy the project of the new engine plan, diesel engine plan in India. And what happens in China instead? In China, we are very good results in the way that the company have already achieved a positive results. Our focus in China is to, as you know, to build, to buy some components engine for European application, where Piaggio will buy there, to buy motorcycle from China for the European market, and to go on China market directly with the new products. We have increased the family of this China market requirements, and this year we are able to buy from China for the European application and for the Chinese market, and also for our partner that we buy from this company, for a total of 200,000 to 250,000 motorcycles. So very close to our target that we have announced of 300,000. We will increase next year the buyback of engine and the buyback of finished products, and we're looking for to increase the penetration on Chinese market. Naturally, this of the Chinese market, because we don't want to go at low-cost products, we expected that some results much more in the quality and the performance than in the quantity. Now, coming from a Vietnamese market, we know that the Vietnamese market is very, very attracted by the Vespa. As you know, we export from Italy to Vietnam market roughly 8,000 Vespa for a year, even despite the high duty tariff, that is about import duty, that is about 100% of that. So we have customers that like to buy Vespa for the Vietnamese market at a very high price, is around $7,500 to $8,000, because of this import duty. We know, after we make a very deeply survey, that the market there is looking at Vespa as a very attractive product and very high performance in terms of design and in terms of technology requirements at very high level of the market. As you know, Vietnam, the sales of the Vietnam market is on 2006, 2.2 million units, and expected 2.3 million units for 2007, and we're looking for between 2010 and between 2013, a grow-up of components gross revenue of 7.5% every year. Why Vietnam? We have already we are present on the Vietnam market with the sales organization. As you know, we have an office in Hanoi. We have 33 sales points at very high standard level. We have a group of people that work in India. They work in Vietnam, the Piaggio people, especially on the Vietnamese market. You know that Vietnam is a market that goes up by GDP more than 8% per year. It's 80 million of people. 50% of this is lower than 30 years. They have a very basic French culture. The work level cost is on the same way as in China. And we have also a strong organization from a technical and production point of view based in our factory in China. So our idea is to go there and to build a factory to make and to produce only Vespa, not the other scooter, only Vespa. We projected for this a performance on the market, and we projected to approach this market due our organization that is already exist for the sales point of view. We are the managing director that is a Piaggio man, very young, he's 42 years old, that is decided to live in Vietnam with the family, and today is based on Singapore. We have a very strong organization partners all over the Vietnam country. So we expected that the board of directors approved on that to begin to produce started from 2009, and we expected to have a sales range of Vespa that is based starting from the actual sales, and we expected a growth of very significant way due to the fact that we save the import duty that is 200%. You understand that is very high. The total investments for this was in the range of $25 or $30 million. At the end, we have a plant that we able to assembly products where the engine coming from China, the other components coming from the local market, and we have a specific, let's say, know-how production for that kind of country after our experience in China and India. On this way, we move our strategy from Europe, where we have a target to keep under the control our market share today and to going up with very high technology and very high sophisticated products, to move on the Asian market, where we get India for 3 four-wheeler, China for 2-wheeler engine, Vietnam for to make Vespa and the Vespa engine. On the other way, the strategic plan of Piaggio is concentrate to a new technology, as I mentioned before, for pollution problems. We have launched on July a new hybrid engine that is the first hybrid engine application for the two-wheeler on the worldwide. This hybrid engine that is working with the thermic and the electrical engine have achieved already at the and very on the primary stage a very exciting goal. Let's say that they can arrange a 20 kilometer to use just the electrical engine, and if you use together the electrical engine and the thermic engine, you can achieve the consumption of 1 liter of gasoline every 60 kilometers of road. We are working on that, and we will be ready to produce this kind of engine by the end of the year 2008. On this way, we think to be able to achieve two main problems that is today all around the world is the main problem of the two-wheeler. One way is the problems coming from the high traffic in the big city, for the pollution problem, for the other one is for the safety of the people that are there. We believe that to be able Piaggio to develop, to respond and to satisfy these two customer needs to and the pollution need with a three-wheeler to make an application of this hybrid engine on the three-wheeler products. We'll be ready to present to the market this kind of new concept and new products by the end of 2008. So I want to say that based on our three-year budgeting plan, where we said that we are able to achieve on 3 years an EBITDA of 14%, where we confirmed that, we were able to finance more than the 320 million investments, and plus to buy, to reduce the debt, and to make dividends to the shareholders, and to achieve an EBITDA that is will be able to be in the range of 1-to-1 on debt. On all this, we have on top of this, we are in the position to deploy the strategic plan as I have described to you before. The other area where we move on is the United States. In the United States, we have to improve our sales organization, dealers, let's say, and all over the United States. We'll be there on 2 weeks for the annual sales conference, and we have to be able to respond to this very important market with high level quality products. So we don't want to go in the United States to compete with the low cost products coming from the Far East country. Even in that, we confirm that we expect from this kind of market to be able to reconfirm our market share and to be able to make a proposal to our customer in terms of quality and in terms of performance, a very important product. So what I'm trying to explain to you is that in one way, we meet the number for this year, as after on Mr. Palotin will describe to you. We have launched the Indian project and we are already working on that way. We have launched 2 years ago the Chinese project. We have already achieved the results that we thinking to achieve. And now we launched the Vietnamese investment and we're ready for 2010. I believe that we are very confident to be able to achieve the results that is included in our plan. If we are able to follow this kind of strategy, we believe to be able to satisfy in one way the regulation of the big city traffic control and in other way around what the customer expected to us.
Okay, now we are pleased to open the first Q&A session. Are there some Q&A?
Cazzo parlato, non sentivo.
Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that if you want to register for your question, you may press star followed by one. First question from Mrs. Monica Bosio from Caboto. Mrs. Bosio, you have a question.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, good afternoon. I would have two questions. The first one is on the reference market. I would like to know your personal opinion on the outlook over the second half of the year, both in Europe and also in the United States, where Harley Davidson has just announced a cut of the profits because of some downside risk on the consumer spending. And I apologize, but maybe I lost some details on the Vietnam business market. I have understood that you are going to do buyback of Vespa from Vietnam to Europe. I have understood well or no? And if yes, if you can give us some details on the volumes buybacked from Vietnam. Thanks.
Starting for your last question, we don't have in program any buyback from Vietnam.
Okay,
To produce Vespa for the Vietnamese market. The reason of that is because import duty from Vietnam to Italy is more than 90% and will be prohibited to deploy this kind of strategy. The buyback is only from China, from Taiwan, from South Korea, and is not including the Vespa products. Vespa that we will produce in Vietnam is only for the market in Vietnam.
And sorry, do you have a market share for this? Because I lost a part of the conference.
You know that in Vietnam is 2.2 million every year.
Yes.
The two-wheeler market sector. As you know, the Vietnamese market is divided between three kinds of sectors. That is mainly cube, that is today 88% of the market, scooter cube, and imported scooter.
Okay.
The cube, if you say, is a market, let's say, where we can identify with a low-cost market, and this market will be declined. So let's say the price of this market is between $400 and $1,200 each. And this market today, on the 2006, is 88% of the market. The expectation is to this market will be declined until 57% by the year 2013.
Thank
on
you.
The side of the other market, where we have the high level of the market, we want to go in this kind of market, not in the poor market. In fact, our the Vespa, as I mentioned you before, is considered a very high level quality and performance market products. The quantity that we think to be able to sell in the next starting from 2009 is difficult to say today, because this depends from the organization they want to give the price, where we, how we want to approach the strategy of the distribution, and how to implement the vision of this kind of products by our customer. In other terms, we don't want to go on the mass market, but we want to be in the selected market. The plant in Vietnam will be operated for the maximum of 3 shifts of 100,000 pieces a year. So this is the range, where very high range where we are thinking about it.
Thank you.
So regarding the second question, well, we have noted that the consumer market around the world, due to all the problems of the finance market, regarding what happens on the finance market in August, we registered a sort of very, let's say, they changed the way. The first 6 months was very rampant to the high, now it's a little bit calm. Regarding the United States, it's very important for us, but is relative. You know, the total turnover in the United States is roughly 80 million euro on the total one of 1.7 million. What we have registered on August sales is that we have sales much more than the last year, mm-hmm. and our trend of the market is in line with our expectation. So based on the information that we have today, based on the information of the market reaction, today we confirm our target for the 2007.
Thank you very much.
Next question from Mr. Massimo Vecchio from Mediobanca. Mr. Vecchio, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Yeah, good afternoon to everybody. Mr. Corinna, I would like to have your view on the current crisis in the U.S. and on the credit market, and if this could have an impact on the Piaggio Group and on your long-term plan. Also, the foreign exchange, the dollar rate, and all these macro variables could have an impact on your development plan. And the second question is basically what you if you have to address now the main risk of your plan, what will you say at the moment? Thanks.
Okay. Naturally, the problems, as you know better than me, the finance problem on the United States market will be reflected on the consumer market. This, I think, is very normal to expect that. Regarding the consequence of this to Piaggio, is on the range of the total sales that we say, because we have 80 million total sales, will be a risk of 2 or 3% or 5%. We don't expect more than that. So on the risk of the total impact of the sales market, Piaggio sales, on the Piaggio sales annual revenue is totally uninfluenced. So we don't see any bad impact to us. Dollar, as you know, we have launched as Piaggio 3 years ago the strategy of global sources strategy that allowed to us to buy from China, as you know, from India, from Taiwan, from Korea, and we work hard in this 3 years to oblige the supplier to be in line with our standard requirements. This standard requirement we have achieved, our suppliers have already achieved our standard requirements, and now we are able to have this positive impact to us, to buy finished products and to buy important components for that kind of market. Naturally, if we, because of the euro strong rate, this give to us some advantages when you buy, because you buy on you can able to hedge when you buy from this market to the weakness of the dollar and the other way around. So we are able today, we are in this edge, today we are again in favor than the stronger rate of euro to buy from that country against the weaker from dollar. Today we are in very advanced position on this way. So even in that way, we don't see any impact on this kind of problems. Naturally, if the dollars become weaker and weaker, and against the euro, going the other way around, that the euro will be able in a positive situation to buy products from our factory in that country and from the components. Let's say this is very favorable position if you want regarding the currency in India and the currency in Taiwan and the currency in Vietnam, because they are suffer some devaluation in that way. So in this way we don't see any problem on that. You ask what is the risk that I see is, if you want, is to look on the positive way. We think that our next 3-year, 4-year plan is big program. It's full. We need timing, and we need a good performance for human resource. So in other terms, we need the performance of the human resource that will be to able to manage this new very heavy program in terms of what we have to do and the timing of what this is necessary to do this. So our target is fixed for 2010. We need to be able to set up all things for that day. The risk that we see is that we make some delay on this kind of target.
Thank you very much.
Next question from Mr. Paolo Mosole from Intermonte. Mr. Mosole, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Good afternoon to everybody. I'm Paolo Mosole from Intermonte. I have 3 questions, if I can. The first one is, I would like to have more colors, more details on the different regional trends.
Hello?
Hello? Paolo, we don't hear you.
Mr. Mosole, we can't hear you.
Now we hear again. If you could repeat the question.
We go to the next question. We hope that Mr. Mosolo get connected again. Next question from Mr. Gabriele Rossi from Paribas Exane. Mr. Rossi, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. I have a couple of questions. The first one is, how many scooters is Piaggio currently selling in Vietnam? I mean, not only Vespa, but including also Zip 50 or other model. And the second is connected to this one, is which is the average price of scooter belonging to the segment in which you are going to penetrate there, and if there is a VAT, or which is the level of VAT, so the taxes on the final customer. Thank you.
Okay, let's say we export to Vietnam 15,000 units. That is a share between 8,000 is Vespa, and the other is coming from China, that is with the name Fly. The price that the customer paid to us, let's say for the Vespa that is export from Italy to there, is on the range of $5,400 for Vespa, let's say this, is on the range of 5.5 to 6.6. The other one is on the range of $3,000 to $4,700 each one. Naturally, on the price of that is because of import duty. We expected that, as you know, the duty is 90%. We expected to be able to reduce dramatically this kind of price, and they offer the price between let's say, in line with that kind of market share. We think that due to main import duty reduction, we'll be able to ask a price for this kind of products at very substantial discount to the reduction, not discount, reduction to the market. L'altra domanda, Gabriele, the other question was on the...
No, this was the question, so the average price of a scooter.
Okay.
And the last one was on VAT, so which is the level of VAT that the final client pays to
10%.
The dealer? How much?
No, the VAT on the true price that the final customer pays is 10%. Vietnam.
Okay, and since Vietnam belongs to the Asian market, let's say,
yes.
Which is the custom duty to Thailand to
9%, between 7% and 9% inside the ASEAN countries that I remind you is Thailand, Philippines, Malaysia,
Thailand, Malaysia, no,
Vietnam, and Indonesia. Is at the range of 7% and 9%.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, Mr. Mosley, again with us, Mr. Okay. Paolo Mosley from Intermonte. You may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Hi, do you hear me? Hello, do you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if you heard my question before, but the line was cut. So I repeat the questions. The first one was on more details on regional trends in the first half, if possible. And the second one was on an indication on margins for 2007, as you are indicating for 2009, sorry, an improvement of 1.3% in margins. So what kind of improvement should we expect this year? And the third one on Italy for next year, are you expecting a stable market after the apparently very good market in 2007 or a decline?
Okay, Paolo, we can confirm for this year the target that we fixed in the previous conference call that is in the range of 230 million euro in terms of EBITDA at the end of 2007 out of 1.7 and something million euro, 1.740 million euro. So today, then we'll have a look to the first half results. We are going in line with this target that we fixed at the beginning of this year.
Okay.
For what regards to the market trend, the regional trend, there are different trends among the European countries, and if I just to have a look at the Spanish country is running at a 4% increase in the scooter market rather than the Dutch country is running at 4%, or the Italian country in the first half of 2007 was running at 8%. If we don't consider the sell out that last year we made to the Poste Italiane contract that I remind you is accounted for by 24,000 something more 24,000 vehicles.
Okay.
Okay.
Next question from Mr. Stefano Lustig from Euromobiliare. Mr. Lustig, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I wanted to check what could be, let's say, the contribution of a four-wheel in the cargo, let's say, vehicle in India, which I imagine that for 2007 is going to be only marginal, let's say.
Yeah.
Then I wanted to understand what is your view on the market in India, so the slowdown in market there, and if 2008, thanks to a more substantial contribution of the four-wheel vehicle, can be something capable of tackling the slowdown in the market. Thank you.
Well, as you know, regarding the three-wheeler products, we Piaggio have increased sales to 2006 on the way of we expected. Even we have some slowdown starting with the, I think, March or April, when the central bank have increased the interest rate due to the inflation. And because in India the market is based on consumption tools, is directly the reaction is directly on the market. But despite of this, we have the Indian market is beginning to recuperate what they lose in that kind in that period of time. That was, if I remember well, April, May. The three-wheeler market for that we expected for this year, let's say the total market, okay, will be declining from 190,000 to 190,000 due to mainly to this effect of the interest rate. But our market share from 06 to 09 is going up by 6 to 7%. In other way, last year we get a market share of 31.9% against, until August, a market share of 38.1%. So we have increased our penetration on the cargo market on that. As you know, our market is a rural market where we expected that the sales and the market is very stable to the main fact, to the main reason of to be rural. So the price is very cheap, but the market is not so variable as the big city market. Even the price is quite low, we have a very significant return on that, and we projected that this return will be confirmed also for the next year. Regarding the four-wheeler, you are completely, I agree totally with your opinion. This year is very marginal. We are beginning to present that. And if our supplier, engine supplier, is able to follow us, to follow our requirements in terms of quantity and in terms of performance, I think the next year the results of this kind of products will be very important. But again, I want to be very clear. We buy the engine for the external supplier, and naturally we depend if this supplier is able to follow our performance. On our opinion, due to the big reorganization of our supplier that was bought by an important engine company, United States engine company, we think to be we are thinking in the positive way. And we believe that our supplier is able to follow our requirement.
Thank you.
Okay, if you now we can go on the second section of our conference call, if I may. And so I would like to hand over to Mr. Palottini in order to comment the financial results for the first half of 2007.
Okay, good afternoon and good morning if someone is connected from the other side of the ocean, and welcome to everybody. I remind you that our presentation is available on our website. So our consolidated P&L for the first half of 2006 shows a total level of revenues of 968.6 million euros, with an increase by more than 7% over the first half of 2006. And an EBITDA level of 146 million euros with an increase by more than 7% over the first half last year. An increase by more than 8%. The EBITDA margin was 15.1% versus 14.9% over last year. But I wish to remind you that at the end of June, the EBITDA margin is at the highest level of the year because of the seasonality of our business. At the EBIT level, we had 106 million euros. That means an EBIT margin by 11%. the income before tax was almost 89 million euros. That means more than 13% over last year first half. Whereas at the net income level, we had a 51.5 million result with a 20% decrease over the last year as a consequence of a mere tax accounting matter that I will detail further on. So if we go to the net sales trend, we can see that the scooter business registered about 10 million revenues more over last year. That means 2.1% more, also considering the 36 million turnover coming from the Poste Italiane contract in 2006. The motorcycle sales increased by 17%, up to 177 million euros. That means 25 million more over last year. They accounted for more than 18% of our total revenues. That means an almost 2 points increase. Aprilia and Gucci motorcycles in particular increased their sales by 21%. And a good performance is being registered by the low displacement motorcycles sales of the Spanish brand Derby, which inverted the negative trend of 2006 with 1 percentage point increase over last year, first half, which is further increasing the last couple of months, so that the company is now performing according with our expectations. The LTV business registered a level of 170 million euros with a 6.5% increase over last year. The Indian LTV in particular reached 105 million revenues, with an increase by almost 15%. In the last month of May, we launched the new four-wheeler in that market, and 500 units were sold by the end of August. The European LTV sales registered a slight decrease by 3 million euros, that means minus 4.4%, which is fully due to the corporate business segment as the retail sales increased by 2%. The spare parts revenues registered an important increase by almost 15%, up to 100 million euros, confirming the full recovery of logistic troubles we suffered last year, especially in the central part of 2006. In terms of geographic revenues by geographic area, I can inform you that European revenues accounted for 80.7% of the total revenues, reaching about 780 million euros, with an increase by more than 40 million euros over last year. And the ex-European sales reached 187 million euros, accounting now by 19.3% of the total revenues versus 18.1% over the last year, with a 24 million increase. In the North American market, our sales reached 42 million in terms of vehicles, with a 5.5% increase over last year. In particular, Aprilia and Gucci motorcycle sales increased by more than 40% over last year, up to about 12 million euros, while scooter sales decreased by almost 2 million euros to about 27 million euros, that means minus 5.8% due to the slight decrease of the United States scooter market, that is minus 0.6% according to Motorcycle Industries Council figures. In terms of unit sold volumes, if we go to the next slide, the overall figure is 4% more than the previous year, reaching a total level of about 396,000 units. Such an increase was achieved also considering the Poste Italiane contract, which accounted for 24,000 units in the first half last year. The scooter segment unit sales in the current year almost fully recovered the missing of that volume, with a 5,000 units less than the previous year, that means 2% less. Not considering that contract, sales would have accounted by almost 8% more. The displacement mix registered a further increase of the over 50cc sales by almost 1%, determining a higher average value per unit. The motorcycles volume grew up to 50,000 units with a 29% increase. Aprilia in particular reached 24.5 thousand units sold, including 6.8 thousand units of BMW branded vehicles based on a long-term contract with BMW itself. The LTV units sold were 84,000, with an increase by 10,000 units in India, that means 15% more over last year, and a 600 units decrease in the European market, 5.4% less than the previous year, entirely due to the corporate market segment. Let's now have a look to the EBITDA evolution in the next slide. The slide shows the EBITDA evolution with an almost 11% increase, which can be considered entirely due to the gross margin increase. Reminding you that the gross margin, also considering a 1% decrease over last year, mainly due to sales mix, continues to be over 30% of revenues, it can be noticed that the greater part of such increase is the consequence of the increased level of sales. There was a positive contribution also from the increased industrial efficiency, both on plant productivity and on purchasing management. In particular, the low-cost countries' supplies accounted for about 21%, with a more than 5 percentage points increase over last year's first half, including vehicles and engines manufactured by our Chinese joint venture, for a total value of 26 million euros, including 33,000 scooters. I remind you that due to the business seasonality, the low-cost supplies incidence at year-end will be slightly lower than in the first half. The operating expenses grew by almost 3 million euros, but with almost 2 percentage points decrease over total revenues from 21% to 19.3%. Let's move now to the net income evolution. In the next slide, we can see the net income evolution, but before considering other issues, I will explain the fiscal impact that causes the 13 million decrease after a 10 million increase at the earnings before tax level. The large difference in the tax rate, 42% versus 17.5% in 06 first half, as I mentioned before, is a matter of IFRS accountability and is made up by two different factors. Firstly, in June last year, it was not considered the IFRS number 34 principle, which provides that the interim period tax is calculated by applying to the interim earning before tax the tax rate expected at the end of the year. Secondly, in December last year, it was made an accrual for the future benefit of tax losses carried forward by 22 million euros, accordingly to IFRS principle number 12. In the current year, we are expecting to use about 18 million of such accrual. That means a reversal for the same account, for the same amount. This causes a full year expected tax rate for 2007 by 42% instead of 28%. And because of IFRS number 34 that I mentioned before, the same tax rate must be considered at the first half of this year. Without such accounting principles, the first half tax rate this year would have been about 21%, which is the figure that you can compare with last year. with a corresponding net income this year, net income of 70 million, that means 8.5% more than last year. It worth to be mentioned that at the cash out level, such accounting issues have no impact at all. Apart from that, a positive contribution came from the EBIT 14 million increase, including a lower level of amortization by 3 million euros, entirely due to the delayed commercial launch of some new vehicles. We will have their impact in the third quarter. The financial expenses, slight growth of financial expenses, 0.2% of revenues, is fully caused by the interest rate increase, which more than offset the positive impact coming from the debt reduction. At the balance sheet level, next slide, it can be noticed the further improvement of the financial structure, notwithstanding the payments of dividends and the shares buyback programs. In order to better appreciate the financial evolution, let us move to the next slide. The cash generation, which you can see, accounted for 41 million, determining a final debt level at 277 million euros. After having paid about 29 million for dividends and buyback of shares, according to shareholders' resolution relevant to the stock option plan 2007-2010. The main components of the NSP evolution are the operating cash flow, which generated 87 million coming from the P&L, which we analyzed before. Then we have the capital expenditure that was 42 million euros. That means 8 million more over last year because of the increased level of motorcycle investments. That means 3.5 million more over last year, including engines. Then we have the initial 2.5 million capex for the Indian diesel engine plant project, and new automatic machinery for the engine plant in Pontedera by about 2 million euros. Now, let's have a look to the working capital increase that was 15 million euros, and it was the result of the evolution of the single components. The seasonal increase for receivables that was limited by the further reduction in terms of days of sales outstanding, the DSO, that reduced from 54 last year to 51 in 07 first half. The same trend was registered for the inventories levels, which grew by 25 million euros only, thanks to the strong reduction of the turnover over last year, fully recovering the partial overexposure that we had at the end of 2006. And the payables level as of the end of June is in line with the last year one, but the evolution of the first half of 2007 was affected by the payments for the overdue we had at the end of 2006. Probably you remind that I told you, commented the 06 full year results, about some problems we had after the rollout of new ERPs in some business units. Now I can inform you that these problems were solved and that we started investing in an important medium-term project for a strong improvement of the supply chain management. And finally, we had a positive contribution of about 77 million that came from the reduction of other current assets and liabilities, whose main components were a strong decrease of net fiscal outstanding position versus European tax offices, that means not only Italy but also other European countries. The decrease was about 32 million euros. Then we had the above mentioned reversal for the tax losses benefit accounted at the end of 2006 for about 16 million, which I remind you is the main reason of the high fiscal bargain on the P&L sales without cash impact, and the seasonal peak for personal costs accruals for about 13 million increase. Finally, after reminding you the 11.9 million US dividends payment, accordingly to the shares buyback program following the adoption of the new stock option plan 2007-2010, at the end of June, had been acquired 4,570,000 shares with a cash out of 16.8 million euros. I inform you that at the end of August, the acquired shares were 7,190,000 shares, and the average overall paid price was 3.666 euros per share. I remind you that the shareholders' resolution authorized the buyback up to 10 million shares. The previous stock option plan was completed in the last month of January, determining a capital increase by 6.3 million euros. I have finished my presentation. Thank you for your kind attention. We are ready for your questions.
Now we are ready to the second section of the Q&A.
Then the first question from Mr. Massimo Vecchio from Mediobanca. Mr. Vecchio, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Good afternoon again to everybody. Two questions. First one, can you say what was your Forex effect on the top line? And the second one is, I understand the reasoning on the tax rate. If I understand correctly, then 2008 tax rate should go back to a normal level. Can you give some indication on 2008 as well? Thank you.
Okay, let's start from this second question. The 2008 tax rate could still benefit from tax losses that we have let's say in our budget. As of today, we still have more than 200 million of tax losses carried forward until, let me say, 2020. So the most of them are expiring in the next couple of years. Of course, not all of them, it won't be possible to use all of them, of course, because they could refer to small companies of our group or in situation where the earnings are not enough in order to use them. But for sure, we still have an important batch of them. 2008 should be the last important year for the use of this asset, at the holding company level. Of course, in order to do that, we should we must be able to have good results, and this is what we are expecting. At the moment, I don't have the figure of the tax rate of 2008. This is a detail that we can consider in the next weeks.
Okay, but you should not have the effect you are talking before on 2007, right?
It's not simple to answer your question. If nothing is changing, we will not have the effect that we are suffering today. If, as someone said, the IFRS would change in some way the current rules, it may be that by the end of this year we'll be forced to put in place the same accrual that we made the last year, so that we could reply in 2008 to the situation that we have today, not suffering today the situation determined by last year accrual. So I know that by the end of October the IFRS committee should take a decision. So we will see. So for what regards the forex effect, just to have a detail, it is a very, very low impact, as the net impact was around 6,000 euros costs net. Last year it was around zero, less than 100. And this is the effect of our policy that sees part of the natural hedging between purchasing and sales for dollars. The current instruments for the day by day activity and other hedging instruments that we put in place with any speculative approach. So let me say the forex impact is not an issue for us.
Okay, and on the top line side, this 7.2% increase, what level could have reached at constant exchange rates? So what was the impact also on the sales side, please?
But we generally do not consider this figure because, as I told you, what we lose in the top line, we recover in the as costs.
I was just trying to figure out what was the positive price and mix impact, because you have +4% on volumes and +7% on sales. Looks like price and mix has been 3%, but probably has been higher than that if I add some negative foreign exchange effect on the top line.
No, Massimo, Leonardo speaking. As we discussed a lot of time, also not only with you but also with some other colleagues of you, we don't consider any impact on the forex trend because, as Michele told you before, we naturally hedge the currency impact both at the top but also in the middle line of our net income. So we don't have any issue coming from a rising or a downgrading of the dollar towards the euro and so on.
But you would have had higher sales if dollar would have stayed at last year level, or
Let me say we have a contribution from United States that account for by, let me say, in the first half for by 43.3 million. So on the 43.3 million that comes from United States, if you consider 1 million of the impact on sales,
1.5 million
is peanuts that we recover with the same amount of peanuts in the middle line by preserving our margin and by offsetting any kind of impact on the top line. Let me say, it's a way that we could have a higher top line, it's not an issue for us, and it's just to maintain the trend that we have in mind that is consistent with the target that we have. But it's sure that you agree that we can lose some top line, but it's not an issue for us.
Okay, thank you very much.
No, you're welcome.
Next question from Mr. Christopher Will from Lehman Brothers. Mr. Will, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Hi there, thanks. A question on margins. In your presentation, you show that the overall EBITDA margin rose from 14.9% to 15.1%, but there were a lot of exceptionals and anomalies, and the way I calculated is that if I back out the very low margin, I think 8% on the post office order last year, I think you had 4 million of exceptionals in the first half last year from the IPO, as I remember. And then I think there were 2 million of exceptionals, perhaps restructuring, in the first quarter this year. But if I back those out, underlying like-for-like margin seems to have fallen from 15.7 to 15.3. And I just wondered, is this because of mix, because your different businesses are growing at different speeds? And if that's the case, which are your higher and which are your lower margin businesses? Or is there a squeeze on margin in a particular area? And I wondered what area that is and what the cause is. That's my main question. But a little question, I may have missed you saying it earlier. What was your revenue growth in North America in the first half? I think it was down to about 8% in the first quarter. What was it for the full half? Thanks very much.
Please, about the EBITDA margin, 15.1% is a level that, frankly speaking, we consider a very good result. Just a moment, okay.
Because, Chris, as we remind also, but I mean, it's a very good point that you are asking, because just to put away any issue on the table. Last year we encountered the 4 million euro cost in terms of IPO cost, but I mean, as every time told, there was also the opportunity to put away from some other fund that we had in the balance sheet, some accrual that we had for some legal risk that was not have to room to maintain in the balance sheet. So if you should have a like for like analysis, you have to put away the 4 million IPO cost, but also some benefit that came on the EBITDA last year due to the fact that we put away some provision that we made in the years before due to some legal risk. But I mean, without considering also this effect that is important in order to analyze the trend on the EBITDA margin, we have also to take into account that this year we will have in the 145.9 million euro, 3 something million in terms of restructuring cost due to the fact of a turnover in terms of some person due to the setup of the new organization that Mr. Colaninno set up at the end of this year in the late November. So even this kind of cost, the charge today, the EBITDA, you should put away in order to have a like for like analysis. We know that the EBITDA margin is in line with the first half of 2006. You have also to consider a negative impact in the EBITDA of 2007 from around 3-4 million euro in terms of increase of raw material that is still continue to grow in the world market, and we are obliged to recognize some of the raw material increase to our purchaser and to our supplier in order not to worst the relationship with some very important suppliers. So from a side, we still continue to benefit from the global sourcing, and the global sourcing ratio is rising up to 21%. From the other side, we have to offset the raw materials. In this way, we are maintaining and we are also up the EBITDA margin that we encountered from since last year, from this year. So this is the trend that we have on the figure. Then you have to consider a sort of milking in terms of margin, because I remind to everybody that we are growing in some business that at this time, because they are burning business, are a marginality that is lower than the cash cow, such as the scooter in Europe, in Italy, and so on. So in the first stage, when you start with a new business, you have to put into account a lower margin to do the economy of scale, economy of scope. So by also considering this one, this is the trend that today we present to the financial community. I don't know if I was consistent with your question or not.
No, no, that was very, very helpful. And then the other question was, what was the revenue growth in North America in the half year?
Colonino speaking. If you look at the U.S. market, you have to look at the U.S. market in a different way than the past. I want to say that in some region of the United States, the low-cost products coming from Far East is growing very much. Let's say taking especially from south of the United States. We don't want to look at that kind of market. Not because it's not existing, but because it's not in line with our quality strategy. We have in the United States two types of products. The Vespa products, that in some way is a sort of a monopole for the design, for the specific. So Vespa don't have any competition on that. And then we have high performance products that we compete with Honda, Yamaha, and so on. I want to say what we see in this year, if you look at the total market, let's say the low cost and the high performance, the market is going up. If you exclude for a moment the low cost market, the rest of the market is going up. Now, naturally we have to look, we don't have to ignore this kind of market, but because we look, our standard is the gross profit. The gross profit that we look don't have to be lower than a certain percentile. So we have to find a way how to keep the market share on the area where we are able to maintain the gross profit results. So it's not easy to respond now, because for this kind of strategy, the market that we are looking is going down. If you look at the total market in the United States, it's going up. But naturally, if you look at the other market, your gross margin is obliged to going down, except for a moment. But due to our investment in China and in the future in Vietnam and in India, maybe if this market beginning to be so huge in terms of importance, we have the possibility to introduce low-cost products coming from China and the Taiwan and the other country. But I want to be very, very tight on this kind before to change this strategy. Because it means that you put yourself in a different market where all the other quality, design, and so on don't have any impact. So from today, I'm very interested for the market of high level. We have a good price and we have a good performance and gross margin. We look in the future how the market will be evolved in that way.
Chris?
Yes, thanks. That's very helpful.
Okay.
Next question from Mrs. Monica Bosio from Caboto. Mrs. Bosio, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Good afternoon again. Could you please tell us the revenue growth on a monthly basis with reference to the second quarter? And my second question is regarding market share. I forgot to ask before. Looking at Aprilia, could you please tell us the European market share of Aprilia over the first half of the year? Thanks.
Okay, for what regards the market share, we still maintain obviously the leadership in the region of 30% that we have by considering both Piaggio, Aprilia, Derby, and so on. We are also to consider that this year, in the next year for Warriors Aprilia, we will benefit from the launch of a new Scarabeo light for 125cc, 200cc, that was a delay on launching the market due to some technical problem that we solved, and today we are able to launch this to sell this kind of product. So Aprilia suffered from a market share point of view in the first half of 2006 and 7, sorry Monica, just because the delay on the launch of this new Scarabeo light. I demand that you have to consider the market share not a punctual driver for measure the performance, because it is very strictly dependent of the launch of a new product that every competitor do in the on the market, because it is very sensitive to this kind of approach. So you will find an up and down, but you have to consider the range and the gap that we maintain towards our competitors in order to have a good look of our performance regarding the other competitors. For Warriors, the first question, I didn't catch what you are wondering to know.
I would like to know revenues in April and revenue growth between April 2007 versus April.
Only in April?
April, May and June. On a monthly basis.
We are not used to deliver and to show to the financial community the revenue strength on a monthly basis. We can consider to do this in the next future, but I mean I have not the figure in mind now, because we consider the revenues by quarter, not by when we talk with the financial community. If you have if you would like to have some news on the monthly basis in April, May and June, I will provide you the information that you are wanting to need.
But okay, I mean, the case, thanks.
Yeah, because, but I mean, again, you have to consider the minimum short period that is around 3 months. Also because, again, you can, again, have a sort of a volatility in the revenue trend related to the launch of a new product and the launch of new version that we make on the market.
Okay, thanks.
Because we have a daily also performance, a daily operating system that is monitoring what we are selling, what we are producing, and so on. But I mean, it's a management tool that we use inside our production plan in order to take under control all the production plan or the.
Okay, fine, thanks.
Thank
you again.
Thank you.
Question from Mr. Paolo Mosole from Intermonte. Mr. Mosole, you may proceed with the question. Thank you.
Good afternoon again. Two questions. One on the top line for 2007. Do you expect that the full year sales growth will be at this level as in the first half, or higher than the first half? I'm referring to the 7.2% year-on-year growth. And a second question on the financial expenses. I would just like to know whether there are any extra or exceptional items to explain the increase in financial expenses, and what could be the total amount for full year we should expect. Thanks.
Okay. For the top line issues, I can confirm what we we said before, we were expecting a total level between 1,725-740. This is the range, more or less. And about financial expenses, there are no particular issues. This is just one issue regarding, again, IFRS accounting, which is a negative impact by I'm going to tell you the exact amount, by roughly 1 million euros, which is recovered at the EBITDA level. So we have plus one over above the EBITDA level and minus one as a financial expenses, of course, with a neutral impact from the P&L. Apart from that, as I told you before, we have a negative impact from the raise of the interest rates over the floating floating rate amount of our debt, considering that the total difference on average on the period was 150 basis points, we had a negative impact by, I can tell you the exact figure. $2.2 million negative impact because of the interest rate growth. For the rest of the year, we are expecting the decision of Mr. Tichet. At the moment, as you know, they confirm the situation. We will see in the next months. Anyway, as we are going on with the reduction of debt, on the other side, we have the benefit coming from this issue that will go on, of course, also even slightly less also in the second half of the year.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
There are no more questions.
Okay. So thank you very much to everybody, and I hope to hear you on the 7th of November for the 9-month result. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference call is over. Thank you very much for your attention.